I'm David Ford. Low and Lower is cellist Brooks Whitehouse and bassist Paul Sharp. This weekend, they'll join their Winston-Salem Symphony colleagues in a world premiere of Catabasis by composer Lawrence Dillon. The trio stopped by to share the work's early beginnings.
Did you get my text?
I did not get your text.
Did you get my text? I sent it 7 seconds ago.
I did not.
Larry, as a composer, I mean, I know you've written for string quartets, for large ensemble, small ensemble, for voice, but cello and bass, the first things that came to mind, taking their personalities out of it completely.
You know what? I couldn't take their personalities out of it completely because, you know, I went to one of their performances, and there's a whole world of artistic possibility that presents itself. These guys perform not only amazingly on their instruments, but also they can speak and howl and scream and all these other things while they play. And I just thought, wow, you know, I've always loved combining words and music in interesting and unusual ways. I mean, a song is one perfectly wonderful way, but there are other ways to combine words and music that I've also been interested in. And what a great opportunity to just create a dialogue between two musicians and have these guys just take it away.
To the degree that we have any fame, it is because of Lawrence Dillon, because of the piece Poke, which really put us on the map on YouTube. You know, we were dabbling around with how are we going to define ourselves and what kind of crazy stuff are we going to do and how are we going to arrange things for our particular talents. And then this piece Poke, a bagatelle on antisocial media, showed up in our mailbox. And it was like, it defined our ensemble, basically. This is what we do.
I am the very model of a modern music genius. I've information serial and polytonal lineage.
We were doing some talking, saying, wouldn't it be great if we had a double concerto to play with an orchestra? The only one I can think of is by Bottesini, you know, and that's an interesting virtuosic piece, but doesn't really capture the heart of Low and Lower, you know. It doesn't capture our vibe. And we were chatting, you know, well, who would? And of course, Larry was obvious with the Poke thing that we'd done for him. So that started the ball rolling. And then how to do it, how to get it done was the next big question.
Okay. Did you just dive in by yourself?
Paul and Brooks approached me with this idea. Could you write us a concerto for cello and double bass and orchestra? And my response was no. But then I thought about it and I said, actually, you know, it would be very difficult to create a concerto with that ensemble cello and bass. But if I took the approach of just creating an interesting piece that has concerto-like aspects to it for the cello and bass, where they're treated as soloists, but there's another aspect to it that's beyond concerto. And I had been reading a lot of the stories and novels by Japanese novelist Haruki Murakami. And he has this theme that keeps cropping up in a lot of his books of where characters just at some point descend into some very subterranean chamber or something, and all these amazing, crazy things start happening. And I was thinking about how that's kind of a theme in mythology and storytelling of this idea of descending. And then it seemed like something that applied very nicely to using the cello and bass, since they are basically at the bottom of the orchestra in that sense. So I came up with this idea of creating this piece, Catabasis, for cello, bass, and orchestra. And a catabasis is a Greek word that means a descent in search of beauty or meaning. And so I was applying that to the same idea of to have the soloist taking the orchestra into these kind of subterranean depths and coming out with something beautiful from it.
Composer Lawrence Dillon, bassist Paul Sharp, and cellist Brooks Whitehouse. The world premiere of Catabasis is Sunday, October 12th at 3 o'clock, followed by a performance on the 14th at 7:30 in the Stevens Center. Music director Robert Moody will lead the soloists alongside their colleagues in the Winston-Salem Symphony. Also on the program, the Symphony No. 1 by Johannes Brahms. You can hear Low and Lower in an intimate chamber music setting on Friday night, November 21st. The Music for a Great Space recital begins at 7:30 in Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Greensboro. You'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.